We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Alabama, y'all. And I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I got to tell you guys before I go any further here in the go home half hour, something big and something free. You ready? I'm going to tell you something big, give you something free. So yeah, this is a crazy world. And yet here you are, you're working hard to plan for your future and also stand up for your beliefs because that's the kind of audience you are. What if you found out that in the middle of doing so, that the investments you're setting aside for your future are actually going to things that are absolutely contrary to what you say you believe in? Happens all the time. Maybe it's time for you guys to meet Paul Breyer and his team of PhDs and the financial experts over at Inspire Advisors, one of our newest advertisers, Inspire Advisors. Look, I'm talking about financial planning that considers who you are and what you believe in. These are solid local experts. They use biblically responsible investing, data-driven strategies. They maximize your return, and they do it in a way that impacts your bottom line positively and impacts your world positively. This is what I call, y'all, some financial freedom. So here's the free thing, all right? You may want to check out your portfolio. You may want to see what you're investing in right now and how it stands up. So if you want to do that, you can get a free impact report at their website. Inspire Advisors is at moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Get a free impact report. You can also go to our website, rightsideradio.org. Just go to our sponsors page. Click on their logo. Takes you right to it. That's Inspire Advisors. It's conservative, it's godly, it's balanced, it's financial freedom with Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com. All right, do I have a call, Big Rig, or no? Okay, I got to tell you, I got some good tech messages. One of them I have to give credit. Shane from Huntsville. I started saying something because he said it. He said, you ought to do this, and we are. He said, you ought to stop saying we'll be right back to start saying we'll be right and we'll be back. I like that. So I started doing it. Big Rig pointed it out to me the other day on the air. I started saying it, last week, I guess? Shane from Huntsville, full credit to you, man. You nailed something that I've started using on the show. So anyway, thank you for that. Thomas Mathens, want to thank you, too, for letting us know that there was some tech problems going on with the Huntsville station. I think they've worked it out. John from Huntsville says, with regards to the Juneteenth holiday, he said, I'm definitely okay with today being a holiday. I'm also definitely okay with what the holiday celebrates. I just have a problem with the name of the holiday because, in my opinion, it's very uncreative. Sounds like we were teaching kids how to use poor grammar. Sounds like Joe Biden's brain came up with that name. He said, I mean, we might as well just call it 4th of July holiday July-th. Okay. Just roll with it, brother. I don't know what to tell you on how they named it, but it is what it is for right now. Oh, did I say that's my least favorite phrase in the whole world? I can't believe that came out of my mouth. The very idea that don't repeat it. Don't say it.
Why do you hate that?
I hate that. It's like apathy in words.
Just accepting things the way
it's
they
like,
are.
Well, it is what it is. It ain't is what it is. It is what you make it. How about that? That's the way I feel about life. And yet the words just came out of my head. I'm sorry. I apologize to my audience. It won't happen again. If it does, I'll do push-ups right here in the studio. John C. from Madison said, some women think that if you hold the door open for them, they consider that a microaggression. Going back to that topic we had a while ago. You know what, though? There's a thing called manners and being a gentleman and chivalry. And I say open that door. If they don't want to walk through it, they can step back and go, no. And you can just look at them and give them the look like, what's wrong with you? And walk in. But you tried. So I said, go for it, man. John C., thank you very much. All right, I got some stuff on my desk right here. It's a dipper. It's a dipper. I'm gonna jump on into some of it. I call it false markets. So here's the thing. How many times are we gonna watch government pretend that it knows the free market better than we know it? That's what's happening on a regular basis. And it's all with our money. Now it's kind of funny because Jeff Poor actually brought this up a minute ago. He talked about whether or not Amtrak is a worthy project for tax dollars. The answer to that, in my opinion, is largely no. Maybe there's some geographic regions where it might be, you know, more productive. But why? Why are we in the business of using taxpayer dollars to fund something that is not functional and not helpful. And then you got this. I mean, when are they going to pull the plug on this? So the Biden-Harris administration, according to a actual website from a state senator in California, State Senator Brian Jones from San Diego, expressed deep concern and frustration over the continued mismanagement and failure of the high-speed rail project in the state of California. High-speed rail. Y'all, how over budget do you have to be before someone says, stop, just stop? They are $95 billion over budget. $95 billion over budget because the government is determined to have a high-speed rail. The government said, hey, we're going to do this. It's important for our state. We can do that. I think this isn't even infrastructure the people are asking for, but it fits an agenda. So the Biden-Harris administration just a few months ago awarded another $3.1 billion to the failed California high-speed rail. It's bad enough to waste California's tax dollars, said State Senator Jones, on the train to nowhere. Now all Americans are paying for it. It's time to defund the high-speed rail. Totally agree. It's a false market. You're pretending that the state is clamoring for the opportunity to get on a fast train, and yet you're close to spending, what is this, you're close to spending $100 billion more than you said you would, you charlatans. All right. Now, next question. What happens when the government gets involved in technology? I ask you this question somewhat rhetorically. Is the internet important in today's world? We all know it is. It is. If you can't get Wi-Fi access to stream your favorite shows, if you can't download your social media, if you can't get your apps functioning at the highest speed, if you can't, you're going to get irritated, right? Because the world in which we live relies upon it. We live in a first world. We're not in the third world. We like having our connectivity. I get it. It's also a big part of education. I mean, this show streams on the internet as well as the radio. So I get it. It's a huge deal. I question, though, when the government creates the false market, when the government says, this is so important that we must get involved with your tax dollars and do things that the private sector could do, but we decided to do it for them. So story here on PJ Media. High-speed internet. Oh, gee. High-speed internet. It's a big deal, y'all. It's high-speed internet. Everybody needs it. Everybody wants it. Everybody's going to benefit from it. And yet, not a single thing has been done with the $42.5 billion that was allocated for this 3 years ago. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, that one of those big spending sprees that the Biden administration got hold of when they came into office, when they had Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer helping them just write checks on a daily basis. $42.5 billion. You could buy 3 Ford-class nuclear-powered carriers with that. The idea is to connect rural communities with high-speed internet. 3 years later, they have not connected one. Why would this be? Mostly because they put so many woke requirements upon it. And yet you can have, you know, Elon Musk can just say, I intend to use Starlink to give internet to the people in Ukraine during the war. Boom, it's up overnight. What the heck? If you can have Starlink in a hurry in a war zone, why can't you have high-speed internet in rural South Alabama? Get it on down there to Wilcox County. Come on. But they can't do it. They can't. Why? Because the government creates the false market. They allocate your tax dollars. They pretend there's a great need that only they can fill. They believe the private sector would never step in and do this if there was actually an opportunity to make a dime doing it. And so the government spends your money wantonly, but it puts so many impediments in its own way that then it can't even accomplish the goals of the false market that it created. Okay. Let's carry this thread a little further, shall we? Oh, Phil, are you going to talk about EVs again? You know I am. It's the ultimate false market. So those of you that are electric vehicle aficionados and trackers of all things cars, Car and Driver just came out with an article yesterday. One of the leading electric car manufacturers, one of the independent car manufacturers, Fisker, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Another one bites the dust. So yeah, Fisker first had to recall 6,800 SUVs because they were having some kind of a concern with loss of power while driving. That's kind of a big deal. And it just basically crushed them. And they didn't really have the ability to sustain operations the way they were operating anyway. And so Fisker is now in Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Going under, man. Tanking. They're the second one. The second one in the last few months. Another company called Lordstown Motors. I'm not as familiar with them. You familiar with them? I'm not familiar with them. I'm not out there hunting down the next cool thing in the EV market. But so far you've had Fisker and Lordstown Motors. But while we're at it, why don't we talk about Proterra Buses? Same thing. Proterra Buses. You've got a false market that says, go build more EVs. We need them. We want you to have them. We're going to mandate them. We're not just going to ask you for them. We're going to give you money and tell you you have to have them. Oh, by the way, auto manufacturers, you will build them. And oh, we're going to subsidize that. So you can build them. And here's some money from the government to help you build them. And then, oh, by the way, we're going to allocate billions to put in infrastructure so you can charge them because you got to be able to charge them. That's an important deal. And then somewhere along the way, it never quite works out because the false market run with tax dollars is never the same as what happens when the free market gets involved with investment capital. It's a whole different thing. But Phil, how are we going to do it? You got to have the government get involved sometime. No, you really don't. You really don't. The government can build the roads for the cars to drive on. The private sector is the one that builds the cars. If there's a demand, they will build it. If there's a demand for charging stations, they will build it. If there's a losing proposition, they won't, because we're not ready for it yet. And for you to create the false market does nothing but give companies a false impression that they can up and do some things, because the government will surely take care of them, and now they're filing bankruptcy. We had three major EV manufacturers filing bankruptcy in the last 9 months. That's a mess. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We will take that break. We will come right back, and I may tell you one more about wind farms. Oh, gee. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you guys again real quick, the latest edition of the Right Philosophy podcast is available on the rightsideradio.org website. Right Philosophy is a video podcast that comes out every Wednesday. We're real proud of it. Good production quality, and it's video. We film it at my house every week. And it gets production finishes up on Tuesday, and it goes up on the air for your enjoyment on Wednesdays. So, yeah, check it out. Rightsideradio.org. Go to the podcast tab, and it's the Right Philosophy. And we have more coming. Just stand by for a press release on that sometime soon. Let me go to the phones real quick. Is that Jeffro? Jeffro from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
I made it through Nashville. Woo-hoo! I just did.
Well, okay, good. Then life's gooder.
Oh, yeah, it's always good. That's the only drawback it has for this whole run.
What you thinking, man? What's your thoughts on today's show?
You talk about the EVs and everything, you know, and people don't realize. I was sitting at a fuel stop there in Kentucky yesterday with my buddy and everything. He's fueling his diesel truck up. And I got to noticing the diesel price at that place was $3.99 a gallon for diesel. And then they had a sign for the off-road diesel, $2.89.
What?
So, $2.89 a gallon for off-road diesel. So you don't realize how many, there's over a dollar's worth of taxes on each gallon of diesel fuel.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, road and everything else. So, you know, and you get these, and so you're going to take all that money away with these EVs and everything. I don't think people realize how much they're going to actually come down and charge them eventually for how much, you know, for electricity or how many miles they run or anything else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a thing on the show yesterday. I'm not sure if you heard it or not. I think it was on Adventures in Woke World. I forgot what segment I had it in. But the California Transit Authority or California Department of Transportation is now asking people to please sign up for a voluntary program to put a transponder in your car so we can track your miles and where you drive and how much you drive, and then we can charge you 3 cents per mile. And that's pretty much going over like a turd in a punch bowl.
A voluntary?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Voluntary. It's voluntary for now. You know how long that's going to last. It's, when they realize nobody's going to sign up out of the goodness of their heart to send more money to the state, they're going to go, okay, hey, legislature, we need you to make this permanent.
Well, you know, Democrats aren't the smartest people in the world, and they're buying the EVs, I'd say, if they got money. So they might be doing the voluntary thing. You never know.
I don't know. But what's happening is it's like one of those unintended consequences. The Biden administration has force-fed this false market of EVs. And I get it. If you want an EV, go get one. I get it. But what they also didn't take into account is that almost every state pays for its roads and bridges with tax revenues off of gas at the pump. If ain't nobody buying no gas at no pump, guess what? Ain't no roads and bridges getting fixed. So it's a mess.
Yeah, I'm thinking what they did is they jumped from a horse and buggy cart to a jet engine cart without coming into the combustion engine because we don't have the infrastructure to do all this stuff. They should have, you know, emphasized more on hybrids.
Yeah.
So at least, if you can't plug in, you can generate your own power. And if you can plug into your own power, that's wonderful and everything, but and then you don't have a range anxiety either if you know you got a motor.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. All right, brother, be safe on the road, and we'll keep tabs on you. I gotta close out the show here. You have a great day, man.
Yeah, I'll talk to you in a minute.
Okay, bud. All right, so John from Huntsville has the grades in. Says Phil, Dale Jackson, and Jeff Poore all get an A+ for their equally awesome performances, but today's winner is obviously. I like it when he says obviously. It's obviously Big Rig with an A++. Congratulations. I'm expecting you to be tomorrow's Turbo Thursday winner.
Nice. What did I do today to win, though?
I think it's the way you hit those sound effects.
Okay.
Yeah, just nailed it. Nailed it.
If that's
spot
all I
got
to do, man, I need more sound effects.
You even played the audio clips for me.
I did.
You just listen. You guys have no idea how much prep he does. John, I'm going to tell you right now. He should get extra credit points for things you can't even see that happen offline that keep things moving. So just so you know. But if I keep doing that, I'll never get my points and never win again. So anyway, the bottom line is this. Thank you, John. We appreciate you. Chris from Priceville texted in. He says, you may have already addressed this, but why not push hybrids? Okay, there you go. Jeff from Indiana agrees with Chris from Priceville. He said, I could see more people getting on board with hybrid. I agree. Why would you not? Gas when you need it, electric when you want it. Heck. Charge it when you need to, stop at the gas station, keep yourself moving, take a long trip, no range anxiety. What's the problem? All right, you guys have an amazing night. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.